When you're getting ready in the morning, then you're exercising, or when you just need a little boost, download Mindset and listen to your favorite motivational speeches while getting ready for the day.
I'm trying to help somebody right now go to a whole other level. The Bible says the reason why you go back to sleep is because you've always gone back to sleep. It's like a default. You go back to sleep because you always, all you got to do is stop going to sleep, and then you're going to stop going to sleep. All you got to do is stop fussing and cussing, and you're going to stop fussing and cussing. All you got to do is stop spending all the money you got and start saving it. Listen to me. I became number one in the world. I became a millionaire not because I made more money. I became a millionaire because they told me millionaires only live off of 30% of their income. I want to make it plain for you. I became a millionaire because I did what millionaires did. I stopped living off 100%. I paid my tithe, and then I was like, all right, E, you only got 20% left. Put the rest up. So the first thing I did, listen to me, the very first thing I did to become rich, somebody said, E, to be rich, put 6 months of your earnings to the side. So I was like, all right, bet. That's what the rich told me to do. So I put 6 months to the side. How long did it take? I don't remember, but I put it to the side. Then somebody was like, yo, E, you need to put $100,000 to the side. I was like, all right, $100,000. DD, we're going to put $100,000 to the side. Then somebody was like, yo, you need to get your credit score up to 800. I was like, all right, then get my credit score up to 800. The reason why you can't blow up, one, you feel a certain way and you timid. Don't be timid. You have nothing to lose. But you got everything to lose if you don't go up and shoot your shot. Look, stop doing that. You see somebody, you see an opportunity, you deserve it. You deserve it. Does that make sense? You deserve the opportunity. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Some of us don't want to wear a suit, but you're not on that level though. Or you want to wear a suit and act as if your suit is going to compensate for what you are inferior at. Your suit don't make your language sweet. For real, some of you wear suits because you think like you're going to impress somebody with a suit, and you might get in the door, but sooner or later they're going to find out who you are. So I need you to stop having the poverty mindset. The problem with most of you is you don't have a 1% language. You got a poverty language. No, I want to help you real quick. You think Warren Buffett reading just to be reading? The majority of you are poor because you read poor stuff. You watch poor stuff. You on Instagram watching fights. For real, you just scrolling through like you ain't got a life. For real, some of y'all on Instagram, you on there for 30 minutes. If I ask you what you saw, you don't even know. You just scrolling through. That's a poverty mindset. Rich people don't waste time. They realize it's their most important commodity. They don't watch a lot of TV. They don't do a lot of entertainment. If they're not working, they're studying their craft and getting better at their craft.
So I went to Oakwood College. And when I went to Oakwood, when you come in, it say enter to learn. When you leave, it said depart to serve. So I was always taught that you're supposed to outserve everybody. You know, like that was the mantra. You enter to learn. Whatever you learn, you go back and you give it. You know, so I learned that at a very early age. And then I also realized when I start doing my work professionally that most people they're lazy, or most people won't work until, you know what I'm saying, until you do something for them. So you go in the mall, my man, you know, he's sitting there with the plate boy. He the only one. Everybody else, try fried rice. Little spoon boy for you. Try teriyaki chicken. You like, bro, I'm good on that. Like, I'm not hungry. You walk, my man's still with you. Like, bro, get this. I'm like, bro, I just told you I'm good. No. Orange chicken then. Try the orange chicken. I'm like, bro, right? They doing more than everybody in that joint. They hungry. They hungry, bro. A lot of them don't come from this. So when they get here, they take, and so you know what happened? $5.99 for you. $5.99. Bro, you weren't even trying to eat like that, bro. Like, you weren't even hungry like that, right? And so I realized that they are going to tell you, I'm gonna let you try it first. And here's the deal. Some of y'all, you got, for real, I feel you, but you can't have your own reality. Reality is reality. There are those of you giving out your stuff and people not taking it, that means it's not worth it. So now you just gotta go back to the drawing board and try it again. Does that make sense? Some of y'all be taking it personal. Y'all give y'all stuff away for free. Give it away for free. Like, let people sample it. And then when they eat it, they go, ooh. Don't let your little feelings get hurt. Just ask the question. Was it too salty? Was it too much orange in the orange chicken? You know what I'm saying? Like, holler at me and tell me what happened. And so when we start putting our videos out, people would make comments. Some of the comments I listened to, some I didn't, but some people was like, yo, I'm feeling you, bro, but slow down. Yo, bro, I'm feeling your passion, bro, but can you put the words up? Can you put like step one, step two, step three for me? Like, for real, it was just like little tweaks, like, yo, E, we feeling the music, bro, but we already listen to hip hop. We want to hear your message. Bring the music down or no music at all. Then we had like 20 cameras going. Folks were like, E, we don't need 6 camera shots, bro. Just one is enough. We good. So I didn't take it personal, like, who are you to tell me what to do? I just was like, make the adjustments. And I went from nobody knowing me to being 100 in the world, 20 in the world, 10 in the world, number one in the world. So give it out, and if they don't like it, don't be offended. Take it back to the lab. Take it back where? Come on, take it back to the lab and modify it. Give it away free again if they say something. Take it back to the lab, modify it, till you get to the point where everybody's like, what up, what up?
Rich people don't work, they think. Poor people work. Poor people go, clock in, I make this much an hour. Rich people go, I put them to work, and I make this much an hour. See, what happens is you're working for you and your family, one, they got 40 of you working at one time. So they're giving you 20%, and then they're keeping the 80% off of 15,000 people. That's enough to have $22 million. So what you have to decide is, are you going to keep being the 99%, or are you ready to be a part of the 1%? Because it doesn't make a difference where you come from, high school dropout. It doesn't make a difference where you come from, GED. It doesn't make a difference where you come from, sleeping in abandoned buildings. It doesn't make a difference where you come from, a 17-year-old mom that got pregnant. It doesn't make a difference where you come from, south side of Chicago. It doesn't make a difference where you come from, pretty much raised in Detroit. It doesn't make a difference where you come from, took 12 years to get a 4-year degree. It doesn't make a difference. You know what makes a difference? What makes a difference is when you become a 99% or a 1%. And when I start thinking like, acting like, and behaving like a 1%er, everything changes.